The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, that doesn't make you proud to be Italian. I don't know what does. And speaking of proud Italian Americans, Judge Andrew Napolitano taking time to join us. You can go to judgenap.com and be one of his 10 million listeners every month. Judge Andrew, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time, my friend.
Thank you, Joey. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, my man. How do you fix it so that as soon as Rod Serling finishes the word answer, Pavarotti comes on without a hitch?
Rod Serling, that guy, that is great. Hey, AM 970, The Answer, former superstar. Yeah, that guy. Is it some guy named Lonnie? I don't even know.
What's the former part? What's with this former?
I know. Yeah, please. Oh, Judge, that's why I missed you last night. We got to get you to these Italian-American events. We had the National Italian-American Foundation at Cipriani, 42nd Street. You would have been so proud. Everybody from Italy was there. We included the Canadian, Italian and Canadians, Italo Canandese. And then we had, of course, everybody from New York. And Judge, you would have loved this. You've been so proud of me. Because I had a long table in front of me of all the dignitaries, very, very prominent dignitaries from Italy. And I said, I was saying thanks. And you had all these names, and I recognized the names. Of course, they were from Florence, I think, probably, you know, up in northern Italy. And I went, hey, I said, cake, qualcun, hey, Avellino. Is anybody from Avellino here? Like that.
Anybody from Avellino?
You know what? Not many. They were not many. And I said, you know, and I gave Southern Italy a big shout out because my on my mom's side, Salerno, and then dad's side, certainly Avellino. And I said how we worked so hard to come to this country to learn the language. I said they came with an American flag in their hand. And I said, thank you for setting the stage in Italy. But as we came here, and I don't know how it all came out, but they loved it and it was great and it was celebratory. We are together as a community. The Italian American community. And forgive me if you're listening and you're Chinese and you're black or you're Jewish, we love you as well. But we've had a tough time as Italians. We're finally together.
Let me ask you this. How was yes. the tomato sauce there?
It was Cipriani does a great job. They do a great job. Good. They do these good. Mega good. Events, you know, at 42nd Street. Gorgeous. Right. That was an old bank, right, Judge? I think it was an old bank there right. on 42nd Street.
It's one of the most beautiful buildings. It's one of the most beautiful venues in New York City.
Yeah. And then what you've accomplished, Judge Napolitano, you're at Brookdale Elementary School, the smartest kid there. When I'm playing and being a bad guy, throwing snowballs at trucks going by on Broad Street, you're walking the backyard of in deep thought at Brookdale Elementary School, going on to Princeton, going on to be the youngest judge ever appointed by Governor Tom Kane, our friend, on the Superior Court of the state of New Jersey. You were the youngest judge. How dare I ask how old you were, Judge? Can we reveal that on the air, sir?
I was 36 at the time, Joe. Wow. That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, no. You're still you. Unless you're a spring chicken, my friend. You know you are. Hey, Judge, what do we do? And I'm in a goofy mood, and I had no sleep, so forgive me for being punchy today. So this whole Donald Trump thing, love him, hate him. What's going on, Judge? Well, I can't break down to the audience. And you know, I'm not near legally astute as you are, and as my dad was, or Anthony Pope, or Arthur Idala. But you know what? And certainly Professor Dershowitz. But I can't explain what Donald Trump's in court for. I mean, is it really seem?
Well, that's the obstacle that the government has. It's a very difficult case to explain. This is not a bank robbery. Or an assault. This is not something that when you see it, you know it's wrong. It's something rather complex. It is basically keeping corporate books to mask a felony. There are two alleged felonies. One is using corporate funds to pay a campaign debt. Believe it or not, that is a felony. Corporations are not allowed to contribute to campaigns, and they're not allowed to pay campaign debts. The other alleged felony is reducing the adjusted gross income of the corporation, thereby reducing its tax liability by taking as an ordinary business expense something that wasn't an ordinary business expense. So if Donald Trump had paid this girl personally $130,000 to stay silent, no wrong, no crime, no harm, no case. But because, according to the government, he used corporation funds to silence her in order to help his campaign, that implicates the two felonies: a corporate benefit to a campaign, and taking as an ordinary business expense something that's not. The jury has to understand that. If they don't understand it, he skates. If the government can't prove that he concocted this, orchestrated it, and did it himself, and quite frankly, some of these events occurred after he was in the White House. If the government can't prove intent, Trump skates. So it's not an easy case for them, and they know it. The case will rise or fall on this lady, Stormy Daniels, and on Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, who's already been convicted of lying, will have to persuade a jury that this time he's telling the truth. And Trump's lawyers know how to cross-examine him. I would imagine they've gone through mock cross-examinations already, they know what they're about to do.
Yeah, but what's the statute of limitations? They had to dig up another statute of limitations. So it's statute of limitations, no? Aren't they what you just described is so in the weeds. It's like they're just so obviously just got to get Trump on something. And it just reeks, like an assault on the judicial system in New York, Judge. You know, well, that's the way it looks to a layman.
If you really like Donald Trump as a person, as a candidate, as a president, then you feel that this is the use of the legal system to impair a candidacy, which of course is an inappropriate use of it. On the other hand, if you believe that the law applies to everybody and he's got to comply with the same laws as everyone else, then you want to see where the case is going to go. But everybody admits this is a weak and bizarre case, and it's a very difficult one for the government to prevail.
And
we all thought that this was the rump of the litter, and we would be the last case tried, not the first.
Yeah, exactly.
The issues that came up with the other three, this one is going first. Look, he could be acquitted. This thing could turn out to have a tremendous political benefit for him. Tremendous.
Yeah, you know what? As they pick, but jurors in New York, it's New York, and their people are calling. I mean, they found jurors lied already. They said, "No, I'm objective," and then of course they posted things previously, and
a juror lied about whether or not he had been arrested and prosecuted.
Okay,
he said no, and then it turned out he had, and they removed him from the jury. Once you've dealt with the criminal justice system, the prosecutors do not want you on their jury. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Not
so,
a pleasant experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't that be something if he got acquitted in this in New York City? Because and why not a change of venue? Why won't they give a change of venue? Why they're so stuck on this of going down to a D.C. you know, very Democratic, liberal area, anti-Trump area in New York City and D.C.
Look at it this way: in New York, the lawyers, not the judge, the lawyers choose the jury. And Donald Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, an excellent trial lawyer, according to our mutual friends, Joe Tacopina and Arthur Idala, signed off on this jury, signed off on them, was happy with them.
Yeah.
So there's, I wouldn't complain about the jury at this point. In New Jersey, in the federal system, the judge picks the jury. In New York, the lawyers picked the jury, and both were satisfied with it. Now, they may have made errors of judgment, but they're stuck with it.
And so, and then you're, and I hate to make predictions, but do you think he does skate? Do you think that Donald Trump can, is there a possibility of acquittal? Because
I think it's more likely than not he'll be convicted. Although, as I said, it's a very difficult case to prove. I can give you a better handle on this after the government starts presenting their evidence, which will begin, I think, on Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning.
And Judge, so I'm saying thanks for your time, Judge. So he gets convicted because it's a New York jury and whatever happens, even though the lawyers picked it. And then all of a sudden he gets convicted. And then Alvin Bragg talks jail time. But when it gets incenses people, Alvin Bragg, the guy that keeps letting criminals out on the street, which is documented, and now they're going to jail time. Does he have when he appeals, he doesn't have to go to jail as he's appealing, correct, Judge?
All right, so I'll give you an absolute. There's no way he goes to jail, even if he's convicted of this. A, he doesn't have any priors. B, this is not a crime of violence. C, he's not a danger to the community. However, he could go to jail for the contempt of court. If he continues to use social media to attack witnesses, as he did last weekend, the two whose names I mentioned before, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, the judge could very well incarcerate him. I don't know what that looks like. A former president with Secret Service protection incarcerated. I almost can't even imagine it.
No, the Secret Service?
That threat is there.
The Secret Service gets their own cell next to him? I mean, how do they work this out? And also, you know what? You know what else? It's like Michael Cohen says all these bad things on MSNBC. Trump doesn't have the ability to answer it back. And again, objectively speaking,
that's the problem with gag orders. That's why I never entered one.
You never entered one.
First of all, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That doesn't include just Congress.
Yeah,
it includes local, state, and federal legislative, executive, and judicial.
Yeah.
But it's very, very difficult to enforce. On the other hand,
Trump
should behave himself, and he shouldn't be taunting these witnesses, because all he's got to do is pick a fight with the judge, and you don't want that. Don't taunt the alligator until after you cross the street.
Yeah, very good. Judge, I got to pivot, but...
alligators in New Jersey, but that's an old Bloomfield liner.
We just wear the shoes in Bloomfield. The alligator shoes. That's right. That's what we wear. Hey, Judge. Before we let you go, Judge. So, exactly what's going on with when I see everything going on with Israel? What's going on in the world? The implosion of what's happening all across the world. The geopolitically, we're in such a mess. I mean, again, we'll let you go. But I just wanted to hear your general overview of where we are. Where will we end up? People are scared. I talk to people. Judge, we're scared. We don't know what's going on with this administration. Have you ever seen a time? And we went through the 60s, Judge, and the 50s, 60s, and the 70s. It was worse then? Was it worse then, Judge, than it is now? Because it seems like we're at the precipice.
I think it's worse now. And the Israelis and the Iranians are on the verge of a full-fledged war. And if they are, that will drag in the United States and it will drag in Russia. And that's the last thing you want. Joe Biden doesn't want that. Vladimir Putin doesn't want it. Bibi may want it because this is his opportunity to deal with the Iranians. But war doesn't help and is not needed. It just kills innocents.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Judge, thank you so much for taking the time. Always enjoy it. Have a great, great weekend thinking about you, Andrew, and love to your mom and to the family indeed.
You got it, Joey. All the best.
Thank you. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there on a litany of, by the way, listen, go to judgenap.com, judgenap.com. He's got like 10 million, viewers and listeners every month. And it's always an interesting take, and we always appreciate his expertise on the program. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, we will talk about Israel and Iran. Oh, I just can't believe that we're where we are, It's like we kind of called it on the show, and we knew this would happen, and here we are. So God forbid what happens, and Colonel McGinnis will break that down. Liz Peek with us, and Mike Gallagher, and Pat Brosnan. Lee Zeldin is with us, and Gordon Chang, and Debbie Duhaime on the roads. How we doing out there this morning, Deb?
We've got major issues, Joe, on the Bronx River Parkway. Bronx River Parkway northbound approaching the Bronx Zoo. Everything closed. Accident with an overturned vehicle. We're getting reports of at least one fatality here. So this is the Bronx River Parkway northbound up by the Bronx Zoo. Everything completely closed. Deegan south of the Moshaloo, it's an accident. Traffic slowing down on the LIE east at Ronkonkoma Avenue to Lake Ronkonkoma with a collision on the shoulder. Watch for slowdowns as you take a ride to the Southern State East at 110. That accident finally on the shoulder. Westbound Southern State at Eagle Ave, it's a collision. 35 is subject to closure in Perth Amboy with an accident and down wires right in the area of 440. So 35 of 440, a big mess over in Perth Amboy. New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur South at exit 17 at Secaucus, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
All right, let me tell you about Law Enforcement Against Drugs, if I may. First, we invite you to listen to Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy, and that is Nick DeMauro. He hosts a great show, first of its kind of show, every Saturday at noon, right here on AM 970. The Answer. In Law Enforcement Against Drugs, they battle drugs, they battle violence, they battle bullying. And last year, when you think the numbers I'm hearing now are like 120,000 deaths of Americans from fentanyl every year, just inexcusable. So you want to get into the schools to tell the kids you can't even try a drug now. You can't even try it because of whoever's doing it, whether China, whoever's doing it, however it's happening, it's getting in. And now you got to stop it in your schools, and you got to stop the violence. And that's what Law Enforcement Against Drugs is. It goes right into the school curriculum, by the way. I love this. I've seen it firsthand. We were in Clark County in Vegas, right there in Las Vegas. They had some problems. They brought lead in the Congo. You believe that? Yes. I met a colonel from the Congo. He was on this program, and they have the lead curriculum there. You know, and in any case, if you're thinking about it, you go to leaddrugs.org, leaddrugs.org, and you bring the curriculum into your school. The kids graduate. The law enforcement, like cops, come in uniform. So the kids know that the police are our friends. This is a great organization. In the meantime, don't miss the show. It's right here, 12 noon Saturdays. It's Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy, and that is Nick DeMauro, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are lower. Crude oil prices are higher after the reports of Israel's retaliation against Iran. We'll find out today if Americans are spending on travel and restaurants and if they're still buying brand name products. American Express is expected to report earnings and revenue in the recent quarter that topped year-ago numbers. Wall Street analysts are looking for signs that longtime Amex customers are spending a little less. Amex is popular with Gen Z and millennials. Their business made up more than 60% of new customer accounts for American Express last year. Procter & Gamble also reports earnings today. P&G makes Pampers diapers and Tide detergent, along with many other products. It's raised prices for more than 2 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Spring into savings during Invite Health's Buy 2, Get 40% Off sales event. The sale is on now. Buy 2 bottles of any Invite Health product and receive 40% off retail. That's buy 2 bottles, get 40% off retail. Call us now to get your spring savings today. The number for Invite is 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Introducing our brand new gummy supplements. Gelatin-free, no artificial colors or flavors, just pure goodness from nature. Try our new fiber gummy for digestion and regularity. Make your skin, hair, and joints happy with our new collagen gummy. Don't forget to order the probiotic gummy for a healthy gut. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy two, get 40% off sales event. Call us now at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, Joe on the radio telling you about Brosnan Risk Consultants. Let me tell you about the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States. Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by our friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. Pat will join us in the 8 o'clock hour coming up, so you don't want to miss the great Pat Brosnan with us. And now more than ever, like I was telling you before, just going into the city, going around, you want to take somebody in a discreet manner to protect your family, you could call Brosnan Risk Consultants. If indeed you're not getting much help from the community and you got a business and you want to protect it, you know what? I've seen a lot of Brosnan trucks around, and that will, I think, hold off any bad guy that may want to think of coming in and doing something. I'm just putting it in plain speak for you. When you see that Brosnan Risk Consultant, you see a nice, I'm going to say tough guy, but a very, very detailed individual that is protecting your business, it keeps the bad guys at bay. If you need an investigation, in your business, Brosnan does that as well. So don't forget that Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. You can call for an assessment, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180, or go online to BrosnanRisk.com, B-R-O-S-N-A-N, risk.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Happy Friday, 7:26. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army officer, experienced military analyst with on-the-ground experience inside Russia and Ukraine. And the book from Colonel McGinnis is Kings of the East. Colonel, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you being with us this morning, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, your thoughts on Israel going into Iran with this, what was that? What happened last night? We can't figure it out. I mean, they had the ability, I think, Colonel, correct me if I'm wrong, Israel did, to just take out what they wanted to take out in Iran. Was this kind of a shot over the bow, sir?
It was. It was brilliant. And I don't think most people are going to realize, Joe, what happened here. You know, it comes, obviously there is a rabbi in the war council, because they went back to 1 Samuel chapter 26, when David was being pursued by Saul in Judea. And David, by night, went into the middle of the camp, the most important and secure place, and extracted the spear and the water bottle next to Saul's head, and then went and left the camp and stood at a distance and declared, "Look, my king, I was there. I have your most precious items." And then David, in verse 21 of 1 Samuel 26, Saul forgave David. Now, what happened here at Isfahan? Isfahan is important. It's north of Tehran by 250 miles. It's Iran's most famous and historic city. 2 million people. It has the center of Iran's nuclear program. It has the Natanz nuclear enrichment site, a major air base. It has air defense systems. It is really the representative of all that's best with Iran. And so he went in there by night and did precisely what King David did to Saul many, many years ago. And I think the message, though subtle, is very clear. It didn't provoke a major, response, because Iran, by their public statement, said, "We're not going to do anything of follow-on because it didn't damage anything." But it damaged their ego. It damaged and demonstrated strategically that they can touch the most precious jewels of all of Iran. And I think that was very wise on the part of the War Council.
Well, there is our soundbite of the day, Colonel McGinnis. That was great. Biblical reference. And you know what? I think you're right on the money. And thank you for being so clear in that regard, because that makes all the sense in the world. But I'm wondering, and I hear what you're saying with the biblical reference, but is it with Iran, you know, the more you, the leeway you give these people, apparently, not the people, but the mullahs, that they just get worse and worse and worse, as we've seen on all fronts. Should they have been harsher? You're saying this was a genius move and it will go a long way. And I'm wondering, I guess the question is, Colonel McGinnis, how will Iran react to this?
Well, and that's a fair question. Keep in mind, you know, Biden and company have been pressuring them not to do anything, but, you know, Netanyahu had to do something, and, you know, for his own political purposes, as well as he had to make it clear to Iran that Israel is very capable of touching their most precious jewels. So, yeah, I don't know that it's going to, you know, satisfy everybody, but it certainly was. You know, it's not going to have Washington. They're going to continue to provide the arms that Israel needs. You know, the people in Israel say, yeah, we can do it. We've demonstrated that. The people in Iran, you know, yes, they are radical and they are hegemonic. They want to dominate the entire region. Will it slow their, you know, fueling of, you know, terrorism and their attacks on Israel? That's to be seen. But, you know, I would like to know more precisely where those drones were in the city of Isfahan. What, you know, they targeted. That would even tell me more than what we've already been told. But, you know, this effort has been going on since, I recall in 1979 in November when, you know, the Ayatollah took over and has been, you know, really, you know, demonizing the entire Middle East except for its own people and really terrorizing everyone. Whether this will continue, hard to know, but I thought that this was a brilliant move, and it's accomplished a lot of important things here, and to include, you know, Iran is seeking a nuclear weapon. Netanyahu a few years ago unveiled, you know, their true plan by confiscating from a warehouse near Tehran all these articles, all these facts and books and so forth. So there are a lot of subtleties here that are very important. And you know, allegedly the Israelis with F-35s provoked this by killing a couple of IRGC Quds Force commanders in the same consulate, in the same building that Soleimani, you know, left years ago, got on an airplane in Damascus International, flew into Baghdad, and we put a Hellfire missile from a drone in his back seat as he was leaving Baghdad International for downtown Baghdad. So, you know, there's a lot that's here. I think that this was probably the wisest thing they could have done at this point without provoking a larger regional war.
Well said, and thank you so much, Colonel, for that. Before we let you go, sir, if I may, because of your experience inside Russia, what is going on with Russia and Ukraine? And why is it, if we don't spend $68 billion, Ukraine can't function? Is anybody else helping them out? And is Russia really just going to, because they are big, bad Russia, like them or not, mistakes or not, will Russia prevail throughout this conflict?
Well, you know, obviously, with 87% of the vote, Putin is in a solid position. He has ratcheted up his industrial base to make more weapons, artillery especially. He's mobilizing more troops to send at Ukraine. And, you know, in spite of the fact that we failed to put enough deterrence to stop Putin's advance into Ukraine years ago because of Biden's missteps, Putin is in a better position, one, in part because it has China's backing. It also has the likes of Iran, North Korea, and others that are on its side. And, of course, Eastern Europe is all nervous in the service. You know, the Baltics are clamoring, you know, to buy as much weaponry as they can, the Poles, the Romanians, the Hungarians, and so forth.
Wow.
Even the French are really, really very, very concerned. So, you know, we have a lot of, you know, senior military people and politicians heading over there to talk to the Europeans. Things have changed over the last 2 years.
though we could have and should have prevented that war. Now that we've got this war underway, you know, Ukraine is not in a good position. If we want to preserve Ukraine, the Europeans have got to step up. I think the French, the Germans definitely are, although it's behind the scenes to a large degree. The Poles are very much involved, and the Baltics are frantic. So you have a Europe that is transformed in 2 years to a large degree because of the tyrant in the Kremlin. And that's the reality that we have to face. It's not the hand that any of us expected nor wanted, but it is a very different hand that we're dealing with today.
Great chat. Colonel McGinnis, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, sir. Thank you for your service to this great country. And let's talk soon, please.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Lieutenant, you too, indeed. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The book is Kings of the East. Very knowledgeable man, and that is a great take on Israel's attack on Iran. Love the biblical reference. Hey, 735, Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom. He's holstered up.
Oh, ready
he's got
to go.
He's got his holster.
Just had a banana in the snack holster. Watch out.
Snack holster.
Armed and ready for what I don't know. The other problem is? You have this, you're fat, and you have a concealed holster, right? Can you get it out when you need it? Just saying, if you get caught up in the fat, what happens?
Do you shoot yourself?
Hold on.
Just a bit.
I'm just trying to get over this fat roll. I'll shoot you. I mean, come on. I'd rather have it out.
Man, you know. You grab the guy, sit on him, and it's over. That's
right. Yeah, what do you need? Like the scene in The Bronx Tale. When they're having the fight in the bar, and the one big fat guy comes in, and he's just
great.
Railing
great.
The guy
that
up against the bar with his fat.
Yeah, that's me.
That'll be me.
No. Hey, Al's got news for you. 736 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 and partly sunny at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new report finds car crashes involving New York City workers is costing taxpayers nearly $180 million in payouts. The report shows settlements with victims have increased 23% to nearly $174 million in the 2023 fiscal year. According to City Comptroller Brad Lander's annual claims report, claims against city employees, reckless driving has jumped 14% to nearly 1,700 claims in the past. Lander called for the cost of settlements to be paid for by the agency whose worker caused the damage, as a way to get agency leaders to incentivize safety. Toms River Police Chief Mitch Little is back on the job after serving an unspecified two-day suspension. He was greeted with cheers by colleagues and family upon his return. Little was suspended for 2 days amid a growing feud between the city's police department and Mayor Daniel Roderick. Neither Mayor Roderick or Chief Little would comment on his suspension, but Toms River Councilman James Quinlisk called the mayor's decision to suspend Little unjust. Last month, Mayor Roderick generated controversy when he eliminated two police captain positions and shifted the money to hire extra EMS workers. In sports, all the locals were off. The Yankees start up a 7-game homestand this evening. Bronx Bombers opening a 3-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets, they're out west for their next 6, but the Amazons will open up a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers late tonight at Chavez Ravine. First pitch set for after 10 o'clock. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking in effect inbound George Washington Bridge, a 45-minute delay to the upper, 20 to the lower, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes into town. Watch for an ongoing investigation on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Bronx Zoo. Everything closed. It's an ongoing investigation accident involving at least one fatality. We're seeing delays this morning on the Deegan south at the Moshaloo, but a crash was just cleared away. FDR Drive northbound slowing down up by South Street. They just cleaned up a collision. Watch for some slowdowns on the LIE eastbound at Ronkonkoma Avenue, a collision on the shoulder out through Lake Ronkonkoma. Southern State East at 110, crash on the shoulder there. Traffic moving slowly this morning as you head to Comac Road at Pine Hill Lane and Dix Hills. Car right into a tree, and watch for slowdowns on 35 in Perth Amboy, an accident by 440. New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur South at exit 17, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, thanks, Deb. The boys of summer are back at it, and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota, he's a big baseball fan, right? And he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all of your favorite Toyota models and low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months plus at Route 22 Toyota. They're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at, you ready, $79 per month. You can call them at 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. Have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event, right? And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you could save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You remember, please, you tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They built specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. And they're working hard to eradicate veteran homelessness. So David Marshall, right? David Marshall served in the Army during the Second World War and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. That was after D-Day. A horrific battle. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He's a loyal and proud foundation donor. If I may, as a side note, if I can, last night at our event with the National Italian American Foundation, a gentleman came over. Hey, Joe, I do a big fame. He was very complimentary. I said, thank you. I said, what do you do? He goes, I'm a firefighter. Been a firefighter. And I said, you were down at Ground Zero, 9/11? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And I said, how you doing? You know, I retired. I got some lung issues. It goes on and on and on. And he said, Joe, thanks for all you're doing. I said, me. I said, thank you for your service in the FDNY, losing 343 firefighters and more and more every day because of the 9/11 related illnesses. So please, all we ask is $11 a month. It goes a long way. And we thank that gentleman yesterday in the fire department of New York for his service. And we want to take care of our catastrophically injured homeless veterans, Gold Star families. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 743 on AM 970, The Answer. So, I think, Joe Biden, apparently, Biden, the Secretary of State is going to speak in a little while. There's Anthony Blinken. Can you hear this guy? And where's the president of the United States? Is he going to talk about cannibals again? He's going to be cannibals again? He's going to say the Iranians were hit by Israeli cannibals and they were... Oh, my God.
Buzzy, gosh. Look out!
Yeah. I don't know where he is. Where he is or what's
sleeping.
He doing?
In the middle of the night, they're not waking him. Do you think that... No, seriously. The attack happened, what, at 10 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock last night? You think the president was awake?
Don't you love those shots of the White House from afar, and you'll see the one lone light in the White House is in the Oval Office? Remember that?
Other presidents would have been awake. Yeah, his is out. That's somebody else. That's the first lady.
In the middle of the night, you're the president, you can't sleep.
That's like the servants' quarters, you know?
Yeah. I want the shot of Kevin Kline and Sigourney Weaver and Dave when they're out on the, you know, that's what I want. We need Dave. We need Dave as our president. Remember that? He brought his accountant buddy in. They solved the budget in one night.
Yeah.
They worked overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually very funny.
Well, we can do this, and we can borrow from here, and the stunned look of the politicians in the room, and the great Frank Langella, who was just fantastic in that movie.
Always is great, yeah.
But
yeah.
He's looking in horror, like, oh my God, they figured it out.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. Hey, so with this anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas, these punks that are protesting in Colombia, apparently one was Ilhan Omar's daughter, is that right?
Yes, she came down from Barnard University.
That's nice she made the visit.
And again, and the mayor said yesterday, you know, they tried to get them off the campus for hours. Apparently they were talking to them and whatever, you know, it wasn't like they just... They came in, like, there were some reports that saying, oh, when we protest outside, the cops immediately come over and they tell us we have to leave. Well, yeah, because if you're not, if you're being violent or you're not obeying the rules or filing for, you know, that we want to hold this protest, yes, they're going to remove you. So, okay, so now they take it on campus. The people on campus don't feel safe, right? You're a student walking along campus. You're not a part of this at all. Yeah. And they're going after you. They're yelling at you. They're causing all kinds of stuff. And the mayor said, if you're, you know, inciting violence or other things, you're not going to be able to stay there for long. We're going to remove you. And they talked to them for hours and then finally removed them. I mean, you know, they're giving them all the leeway in the world. But, you know, once you start, you know, proclaiming violence or whatever in this country, and a couple of people in the political world have said, you know, if these people are not actual citizens of our country, but they're naturalized citizens, then they lied on their application to say that they would defend the Constitution and whatever to get their citizenship. They should be thrown out.
Yeah, it's so true. It's just crazy. We're just trying to track all the crazy news for you this morning. And interesting, yesterday they celebrated again, it was Angela Vivolo and the Columbus Citizens Foundation and other Italian groups paid tribute to Giovanni di Verrazzano, and 500 years since he had discovered the New York Harbor, among other things. And you know, Governor Hochul went down. So it was great, nice to hear that Governor Hochul showed up down at Battery Park City down there to celebrate the Verrazzano 500th anniversary. So because usually she doesn't, but I guess she's trying to get around now. But Eric Adams, I don't think, did show up. Was he in Harlem at that meeting yesterday, Al?
I don't know if that was yesterday or the day before. It's not clear when that was, but I know he was on Staten Island yesterday. They were doing a big thing at the St. George Theater. My cousin Madison was a part of that. She was selected as one of the top 40 under 40 for New York. So they were holding a...
Wait, that's great. Yeah, Vinny Manduno was over there, right?
Yes.
Vinny, congratulations.
My cousin Madison, very, very active.
What was that thing? What was that thing now?
It was... I don't remember exactly what it was. It was something for Staten Island Commerce.
We're such an astute
I'm
new
trying
show.
To remember...
What was that thing over there in Staten
I'm,
Island? What
I'm
happened that thing?
I'm trying to remember
what?
Something that I caught
to
a glimpse
fair,
of.
To be fair, I don't think the 40 under 40 has been top of mind for us.
No, but it wasn't only that. It was something for Staten Island Commerce. And the mayor was a guest there for that. But that was in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know what time that was.
Now, Al.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he could have very easily went to the Verrazzano thing on Wednesday and then took the ferry over to the St. George Theater. It's not. I mean, it's literally, it's a 6-minute walk up from the ferry.
How about that? How about that, huh?
What?
It's a fascinating. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from the ferry over there.
Oh, no. Really. I keep telling you should perform there. You can get people from Manhattan. They take the ferry. It's free. It's a 30-minute boat ride. It's beautiful.
Hey, Albert. Wednesday, April 24th, we're going to be at Don Roberto's in Staten Island. It's a cigar night. You're invited, okay?
Thank you.
Look, Joe, you get that?
I got to get up.
Thank you, Wes. I'm not going.
Well, and there's two reasons.
Blue Lives Matter. Right. Chaz Palminteri. Listen, I love Blue Lives Matter,
and I love Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. He does such an amazing job.
Yes,
all the events that he puts on.
Yes,
not only the cigar event. They go to baseball games. They do so much stuff.
But you have to get the dog to the vet.
No, he gets his bath on Tuesday, Chase. Okay. And he needs one. He stinks. But, you know, I would love to go.
You're invited, man.
But there's two reasons why I won't go.
What happened?
Number one, we got to get up for work the next morning. And somebody needs to be awake. Can you imagine the two of us with no sleep? I mean, really. That's not good. We leave it to Joseph Villa.
I already get no sleep.
10 minutes after we've been talking about the Israel attack, hey, you know they attacked Israel, Iran?
We're talking about fat holsters.
Right. Exactly. Show's already
on. Oh, Lord.
But, I got you. And the other thing is, you got to get dressed. I'm not wearing a suit today. Like, I want to come.
What do you wear, Crocs and sweats, right? You should come in like that. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Well, fat holster.
I'm taking
fat holster with the peanut M&M's.
A cigar holster, right? I walk in. And the other thing is that, you know, I love cigars, but then I come home, and then my wife starts complaining. I stink like a cigar. I got to take a shower before I go to bed. It's too much.
You have to take a shower. I mean, there's a lot to
do. But you have to have Chaz tell the story about how they got the actor to play Mush in A Bronx Tale. I heard it the other day.
Yeah.
It is hysterical.
Yeah, I did. I saw that online.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
the whole thing with De Niro and why the guy, he wanted him at noon and he told him, no, I can only come at 3. It's a brilliant story.
If you Google Chaz Palminteri, he's doing great things online. It's so much fun. Hey, but in any case, we'll be down there at Don Roberto's, and we'd love to see you there. I'm going down with Arthur Lee from LifeHack, our buddy from LifeHack that I have in my hand right now. And then I'm going to go with Michael Benavente, my buddy from Boulevard Watches. We're going to go down, and we're going to have some fun. But you're right, Al. It starts at 6:30. I'm going to have to leave, like, in a half an hour.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, got to get to bed. Hey, Deb knows that all too well. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. How are we doing out there traffic-wise, Debbie? Thank you always.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 45-minute delay. Inbound Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Watch for delays on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward the Sheridan. Northbound Bronx River Parkway by the Bronx Zoo. Accident investigation just cleared out of the way. Watch for slowdowns as you take a ride to the Bruckner West. That's slowing down by the Hunts Point Drawbridge. LIE westbound on the brakes right into Woodhaven Boulevard. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head to the Southern State Parkway West getting out toward the Meadowbrook. Cross Island northbound, that's busy up by the LIE. Eastbound side of the LIE slowing down, getting out toward the Clearview. Traffic is still slowing down this morning on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Westbound BQE slowing down through Meeker Morgan. Garden State Parkway South, busy through exit 145. And we're seeing delays this morning over on 287 eastbound through Elmsford and getting right into White Plains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains yet another line of flawed logic.
The latest is about the American Medical Association declaring that medicine is imbued with white supremacy. I didn't know that. American Medical Association, like the entire medical establishment, has been taken over by the anti-American, anti-truth, anti-goodness left. And this is what happens.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. You should be banking at a community bank like Unity. You can have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, my good friend Jim Hughes. Jim asks that you call him directly at 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. Or send an email to james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at unitybank.com, and Jim will get right back to you. You can't get this type of service at the big banks. Visit unitybank.com. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, and equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, I got my Relief Factor pack. So this is so easy to take, and I want you to get out of pain so you can, and you got to keep taking it, which I forget sometimes if I'm on the road running. So I hold in my hand these four capsules, you know, and they're so for me, very easy to swallow, 100% drug free. And they got the omega-3s that you hear about. You hear about turmeric all the time. And you ever watch a commercial and they go, order turmeric now, or order the omega-3s right now, or even resveratrol. They'll have these individual, ingredients that they'll sell. It costs you a fortune. I think it's cost effective to check out the 3-week quick start kit because it's only $19.95 and you have 100% drug free relief factor and you get a feel better or your money back guarantee as opposed to getting all individual ingredients. They put them all in one in relief factor and then I'm telling you, give yourself 3 weeks. But in me, 5 days I was out of pain. 5 days I was out of pain. And I hear even 2 days for some people, 7 days for others. Give yourself 3 weeks to be fair. And I think it will work for you, especially this time of year. We're going into spring. It's going to be a little cool the next week. But then, you know, before you know it, boom, it's going to be down the shore time. You're going to go out to the island. You're going to go up to the lake, whatever you're doing. You want to be involved. It's what we were talking about this last night with the good folks at the event. We said a QTR. I said, my buddy, Captain Frank, quality time remaining. Embrace it while you can. And I think Relief Factor will help you get there. 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800, the number 4, the word relief. And very simply, please go to relieffactor.com.
Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649.
Diamondback Ready Mix, that's it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, it's going to be kind of cool for the next week, huh? Is that what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, a little on the cooler side than we would like to be, for sure. I mean, the average is 63 this time of year. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to get to 56, and that's under pretty much a cloudy sky. There's going to be some sunny breaks, especially right now. And then the clouds move in with some spotty showers later in the day. That's going to be mainly to the west, and then it moves over, the city tonight, dipping down to 48. Rain is going to end, though, in the morning tomorrow, leaving us cloudy with some sunshine trying to poke through. We'll be up to 67. That'll be the best day of the next few ahead because we're right back down to 60 on Sunday with sun and a few clouds. Blue skies Monday, 63. And then next week, it's upper 50s to low 60s. So it's really not going to be spring-like, but at least it's on the dry side and we have some sunshine.
There it is. Thank you. Jeff Nordine is the man. Happy camping. Happy tenting. Happy he's the guy. He gets out. He's pickleballing and tenting and very active. Thank you, Jeff Nordine. The kid's been on the money every single day. Shout out to you. This is from Father Ken. Thank you so much. And he got a mass for my mom. I appreciate it. So many people are so nice came over. Joe, sorry about your mom. You miss mom, you know, when you do the events that she always liked, like the Italian-American event, right? And one of our honorees last night, Carlo Shisura, did a great speech, and he talked about his mom losing his mom in December as well. The legacy will continue, and we will do our best to carry it on. You do not want to miss Liz Peek coming up talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mike Gallagher's on the show next hour as well. You don't want to miss Mike, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 1 year after a deadly Manhattan garage collapse, investigators still looking to figure out what caused it to come crashing down. But despite a spark for more oversight, there are hundreds of city garages that are past due for inspection. According to the Department of Buildings, more than 400 garages have not completed mandatory inspections. More than 3 months have passed since the deadline. Garage inspections are due every 6 years in the city. Last year's garage collapse on Ann Street killed 59-year-old parking garage manager Willis Moore, sent 4 workers to the hospital, also displaced dozens of people living in the neighborhood. New York drivers reminded to slow down in work zones during this Work Zone Awareness Week. The New York City Department of Transportation says as construction season gets underway, crews are working day and night across the city, often at busy intersections and on highways. The NYC DOT says drivers should treat their workers like family by slowing down and driving carefully. Each year, more than 900 people are killed and around 42,000 injured in work zone incidents across the country. A salmonella outbreak prompting Trader Joe's to remove fresh basil from shelves in 29 states. The California-based company says it pulled the Infinite Herbs basil after it left 12 people got sick. The CDC tells consumers to throw it away or return it to Trader Joe's. New York and New Jersey are a part of that recall. You now know what's going on. Al Gattulo, AM 9.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.